Greece versus Deutschland sets my euros tingling and brings forth the chestnuts. What's a Grecian urn? Don't know. It won't be euros. I'll have to ask my drachma. Have you been to the Acropolis? Didn't need to. There's nothing wrong with my feet. The Greeks have a word for it. Null. Again? Null, null, null. Beware of Greeks bearing gifts. There's an asp in the box. Is it true that tonight's referee is called Homer? Whatever, when the Greeks lose, it'll be... Keep the Homer fires burning. Athens will be burnt to a crisp. Now, Herr Flick, who owns Mercedes-Benz and half of the Ruhr Valley, once told me, the German sense of humour is no laughing matter. However, their footy team has given me the Messerschmitts. They're playing rhapsodic, flighty, smighty, tricky-dicky, speedy-weedy, sophisticated classic football. Gone is that razorback, functional, pragmatic, arrogant panzer stuff. They're unbeaten, will wallop Greece, beat England on penalties, and rattle Spain's castanets in the final. Ozel, Kadira, and Schweinsteiger in midfield, Gomez and Podolski up front, Beethoven conducting, Field Marshal Rommel never had finer men. It's the Greeks that are playing that grey shade of footy. Fall back like the Spartans, hit them on the break. I haven't seen the team sheet, but apparently Prometheus is centre-forward to set fire to German Lederhosen, Pythagoras in midfield to muse about the spheres. Socrates called himself the midwife of men's thoughts. He's in goal, delivering expletive thoughts to Cicero, Euclid and Plato. It's insipid midfield, the final score. Greece null, Deutschland fünf, mein Gott, Blut und Eisen, blood and iron.